The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Hey, everybody, welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. It's the Chaunce talking to you. And boy, you know what? It's been a little bit of a rough recovery after that iCast show that I did last week with you. And man, I saw some really cool things out there. I saw things that you could have for your car. I saw some, you know, wagons to haul your gear that what I thought was cool. I saw some really, really neat lures. The ones that really got me. Mustad has come out with a shrimp and a crayfish. And this crayfish, I looked at this video so many times. I went, this looks real. It floated down. It moves backwards. Right. I was like, get me the drawn butter. I mean, I was like, this has got to be real. It was such a cool thing to look at and watch. I really got excited about looking at it. And I'm sure you will, too. It's a crayfish and shrimp that Mustad came out with. And I think you'll really enjoy looking at it, too. And we've got some interviews coming up, you know, in the next couple of weeks. But not next week. Next week, we're doing our big live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, 31st and Wolf Road. And we've got some great prizes. We have a... all kinds of neat things we've got for our raffle. A couple of them, we had some nice rods and reels. We also have some different lures. We've got different, we have a St. Croix musky rod that you can break down. That's a sweet little deal. I mean, there's lots of neat stuff we're going to have next week, and that's all going to happen at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois. That's at 31st and Wolf Road. Be there or be square. Also, I would highly suggest we're going to be inside. Bring a chair, okay? Bring a chair to sit on because there's not going to be enough chairs in the place. So bring a little folding chair. If you get a chair, great. And if you don't, but that you know, you have a folding chair that you can use. And if you feel more comfortable wearing a mask, you're more than welcome to do that. But we've got a great lineup of guests coming to that and a whole lot more fun there. So don't forget that. But let's talk about this week's show. On this week's show, you're going to hear from our good buddy, sitting on the dock of the bay, go wasting time. You know, that Captain Tony, he's sitting on the dock on his boat by Lake Michigan there, Winthrop Harbor. We're going to hear all the action that's been happening this week, and he's been spanking those big salmon. He's spanking them big salmon. So I'm pretty excited about hearing from Captain Tony. Then Tim Mondel from the Cook County Forest Preserves. Well, did I say Tim Mondel? Yes, he's on a week ahead of time this year because we're doing the live remote. And I wanted to make sure he had enough time to tell us all the great programs and the coolest programs at all the nature centers in the forest preserves of Cook County in the month of August. Don't miss it. Then our next interview is going to be Captain Ted Penrod from Penrod and Reel Guide Service. He works out of the Michigan City St. Joe River area in southwest Michigan, and he's going to tell us about the trips that he does for groups, specials, for family trips. Did I say family trips? That's what I said. Because he believes in families should go out fishing, too. So he's got specials for that and how he fishes the St. Joe and Lake Michigan and all kinds of stuff. He even does some inland water fishing, too. So if you're one of our listeners in Indiana, Northwest Indiana or Southwest Michigan, you may want to check out and listen to what Ted Penrod is going to say. Or should say Captain Ted. Then in our last segment, we're going to hear from the Aiden Fishing Report for Western Michigan, and we're going to have a few other fishing reports, and we're just going to have a great time. I mean, it is just so much fun. But you know what? Now let's hear from Captain Tony.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, raising time. Oh, yeah, Tony.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Sounds good, buddy. Sounds good.
Okay, what's going on? What's going on?
We got fish. We got fish offshore. We got little fish inshore. There's some kings lurking around. Pre-dawn and evening bites are really okay, not exceptional. A lot of little jacks around, a few pounders, mm-hmm. a couple two-year-olds swimming by. You know, if you go out deep, you got a mixed bag of rainbows, lake trout, a few cohos, and smaller kings. Not many, but deep water, meaning 190 to 220. Then there's another little pod. They were there, but they probably moved with the last rain we got. Mm-hmm. 170 to 190, then inshore, you know. But again, flies and big dodgers, flies have been working.
Mm-hmm.
Various spools have been working. And lead cores, 10 colors, 7 colors, 200 coppers, 400 coppers when you're out deeper. They've been working. Producing some rainbows. Still a couple stubby dodgers, polka dot guys with, aqua low boy blue flies on them.
Mm-hmm.
4 inches. Have been working for rainbows really good out in the deep water.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, yeah, fish has been pretty decent.
Well, that sounds pretty good out there. Are you still starting, is it best to start early in the morning before the sun comes up?
Yes, it is. Very. The early morning bites usually really good, and then it dies off as the sun comes up higher. Higher it gets, it seems like they scatter. There's a few clouds of bait out there, not big ones, but if you find a bait and you find some fish, don't leave it very fast, work it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But the pre-dawn bite, like you said, is crucial. I try to get my people there quarter after 4:30 at latest, get out there while it's still dark, so mm-hmm. we can catch some big four-year-olds. And there have been some big four-year-olds taken.
Okay. Well, you know, next weekend, we're going to be doing our show live remote from Paul's Pizza. We'll be thinking about you, my friend.
Oh, man, I can use a beef. Paul, deliver a beef out to 200 for me. Do you hear me?
Out to 200.
Some good food there, man.
Oh, it is. It is. And what does everybody yell on Diamond Ghost Charters?
Oh, fish on.
Oh, they don't just yell fish. They yell fish on.
No, they yell, hey, Tony, we brought you a beef.
All right, Tony. Thanks so much.
All right.
That's Captain Tony, Diamond Ghost Charters. And what's your phone number, Tony, before you leave me?
Oh, yeah. Area code 847-838-2037. And remember, fish on.
There it is. Okay. You're listening to Chauncey. And Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is now taking deposits for the 2023 London Low Boats. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and the Waterworks Marine wants you to get the boat of your dreams and get on the water and enjoy a day with your friends and family. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or any of those water fun towable items, only make one stop at Waterworks and get on the water faster. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and tell them Chauncey sent you. Ready? Pull. It's that time of the year for the Pathway to Adventures Boy Scouts of America Sporting Clays Classic being held on August 19th at the Payless Sportsman's Club in Frankfort, Illinois. This is Chauncey, and I'm the chairman of this event, and I'm asking you to pull a squad of four shooters together, or maybe just an individual shooter, or you could possibly help out many other ways in sponsoring part or all of the event to help raise money for the scouting program and to build great leaders for the future. So whether you're a novice or an experienced shooter, mark your calendars for August 19th and call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213, and register or help us in any way you can to help build future leaders through the scouting program. Call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213. See you there. Pull! Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, Big Issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Attention outdoor lovers, the biggest outdoor radio event in the Midwest is happening once again on August 6th, the first Saturday in August. Chauncey's Great Outdoors Show will be live at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois on 31st and Wolf Road from 6 to 7 a.m. But get there early for a seat, or maybe bring a folding chair. As always, we have great guests, food, coffee, a lot of it, fun, prizes, and more. This is more fun than a bucket of minnows. You never know who will be walking through the door, but I guarantee it will be a lot of fun. So don't miss Chauncey's Great Outdoors live at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois on 31st and Wolf Road from 6 to 7 a.m. But get there early for a seat or bring that folding chair. See you there. Pass the coffee, please. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, I got me a bass boat equipped to the max. Jail coat and sparkle, she's my waterproof Caroline. She'd see her out on the flats. I got high-tech equipment riding.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Wait, I got to look at my calendar. This seems to be... No, we're next Saturday, August 6th, the first Saturday of the month, we're doing that our big event at Paul's Pizza in Westchester. And he may come out just to sit around and have coffee and a donut with us, but I like giving more time to my good friend, the man who has taught more people about the great outdoors than most anybody I know of in Cook County, Mr. Tim Mondel. Ta-da! Ta-da-da-da-da-da!
I got to come back down from the sky. That balloon of my head just swelled up. And that's quite a compliment. That unnecessary, and I don't know if that's accurate, but thank you anyway.
You've taught more people about the outdoors and programs and different thing, and you may not have been the teacher at that event, but you put the event together for people to learn and fish and walk through the woods and do this and do that. And, and that's why I love having Tim on every first of the month, but this time we're about 7 days early, but that's okay. That's okay. Tim, what's
lucky listeners?
Yeah, what's kicking in the forest preserves in August? Because, you know, some schools are going to be going back middle of the month, some aren't, but, you know, there's always lots of fun stuff to do.
Everywhere, every day, mostly on the weekend or the larger events for sure. But yeah, the Forest Reserve continues to push hard on bringing people out with different activities, different themes, anything for everyone to draw people with nature. So yeah we're getting there. You know, if I start chronologically and go at the beginning of the month, in years past, we would offer what was called TED, or Teen Exploration Day, bringing teens out to just explore within nature in the Cook County region and then maybe in other regions from whatever you gained, right? But we split that up to divide and conquer, so to say. And so different regions were doing different things. My team was doing a fishing thing last month. Some people did a paddling the month before. So on Thursday the 4th, the campgrounds team is, shocker, offering a camping-themed program for TED. And they're going to be at Camp Bullfrog at 6 p.m.
Good.
Don't have to have any knowledge of camping whatsoever.
Yeah,
but
good.
For parents who are listening and the teens who are go-getters, who are up in the morning listening to the show, go on out there. Camp Bullfrog alone is just a beautiful location. But to learn a few skills and maybe ask Brian Arnold and his team some camping-related questions, you can get a lot from that. And then for those who can't make Thursday because for some reason, you come on out on Friday at Busby Woods, and they're going to do a birding, biking, and forest bathing, which does not mean you get to go swimming, people. You cannot swim in Cook County waterways. What it means is cleansing your body. It's more for mental awareness and health. I know, Chauncey. I know you were excited and you wanted to be there with your trunks on, ready to go.
Yep, I was there. You had me in my camo trunks, you know?
And slippers, I'm ready.
That's a pretty shock visual. What else is kicking?
Yeah. So that's going on. Our annual Camber Meltdown is coming up on Sunday the 7th at Pulaski Woods. For those who don't know, or maybe do know a little bit about it, the Palos region is known for quite a bit, but the biking and the mountain biking specifically is one of the bigger draws to that spot. And Camber has been influential in drawing the public out to do courses and races and general biking in that area. So if biking, mountain biking is your thing, you should go check it out.
Okay.
Yeah. I had to pull back a little bit because I have not biked since my kids were born. One day I will. I see my son on his training wheels bike and I kind of envious. So I haven't hit Camber in a couple of years, but, you know, the response and reviews have both been overwhelmingly positive. So
just
keep an eye out.
Just have your Aleve or Tylenol already. That's all I'm going to tell you, you know.
Oh, man. I'm just walk a block, and I'm tired and sore. This is what it feels like to turn 40, but, hey, what can I tell you?
Yeah.
Weather-wise, Chauncey, it's been back and forth. We get these really, really warm days, and then we get the cooler days. Hopefully this is a cooler day because it's better experience, better opportunity. But if you want to go check out a summer bonfire, I would encourage you go down to Camp Shibona in 159th area. And they are going to offer a summer bonfire to the public on August 13th at 6 p.m. So if you've ever checked out any of our bonfires, they're not a fire pit, right? They're not this basic run-of-the-mill thing. They are a big 20-foot bonfire. It's a really cool experience to have if you've never done it before.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool. Then, what else we got going on, Chauncey? I've got a thousand things, and I wrote them down, so I'm just looking through
them. Well, I know middle of the month you got a busy beaver program at Trailside.
Correct.
Which is a kind of a fun event because, you know, they're, you know, it's a guided walk along the Des Plaines River to show people what the beavers are doing.
And there's a lot of activity over there. The Des Plaines, especially on the east side of that bank, you'll see beaver chew left and right. So, yeah, it's a good plug for that program, for sure.
I think there's also, you got a paddling thing going on at Tower Road Boat Ramp on the 14th, I remember.
Yes. Yeah, my team is facilitating a summer paddle with our with one of our organizations, Chicago River Canoe and Kayak.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll launch over at their rental site, which is on Tower Road in between 94 and Forest Way. Kind of an early morning, 9 a.m. paddle. I'll get out there, check out the bird and wildlife in that area, which there's bald eagle nests, you know, there's a kingfisher rookery. There's quite a bit to see. So, yeah, we'll be out there for sure.
Mm.
You know, the one big thing is if you can manage to do it, get down there. Hummingbird Festival. It's an annual event that takes place at Sagawa Environmental Learning Center. It's a big one. It's on the 20th, the Saturday. And Mike Conrad and his team do a primo job of putting together anything and everything hummingbird related. If that fancies you and you want to check it out, we would encourage you to go check that one out too.
That's awesome.
I wanted to mention, because I can go off for hours and hours. I don't want to hurt everybody's ears. But the North Zone puts together this Back to School Adventure Day. And I didn't say it like Arnold. I said it like it's pronounced. Bach is in the composer. We partner with Bach to Rock Music School, which if you haven't checked them out, I would totally encourage it. It's very much of a school of rock situation.
Mm-hmm.
But even more scholastic based. So it's really great where the kids get the opportunity to learn music, really engage themselves in it fully, and then actually perform. And so for this instance, we'll take place at Laval Woods on the far north side of Chicago, and we'll have, you know, student performers, we'll have a tree climb, we'll have archery, all the really cool recreation fun things to do in the forest preserve.
You know, last year, it was a different program, but it was a little hike on a well done trail. Not you're trucking on a little trail. You're trucking on a very wide trail, bike path actually. And you got, I can't remember what group it was, but they were playing music at a bunch of different spots, and you'd stop and listen to them. And you go to the next one, you'd stop and listen to them. And it was so cool because as they're playing, the birds are singing along with the music. And you're like, this is wild. That was so much fun. So anytime you get music and nature together, it's a win.
I'm grinning ear to ear because I tried so hard to work. That was called The Hollow, that you attended, with Stare at the Sun was this nonprofit organization.
Yeah.
That was a really great experience. You're right. I remember participants, even people who didn't even know what was taking place, just biking along that trail system, stopped and followed along and really embraced themselves in that. And, you know, again, the feedback was just overwhelmingly positive. So, and you know what? It's kind of what we're doing. Right? Mm-hmm. We try to offer a little bit of everything and think so far outside the box that you never know what these programs and these events are going to do for the individual or the group or just the general community. So I know you didn't mean to, like, for me rather, to go off on a tangent like that, but that was a perfect segue into
it. I loved it.
No, that was cool. We were trying to get more of that. Hopefully we will.
And then, you know, you got another couple. I mean, besides hummingbirds, there's a mosquito program going on at Trailside, Live Healthy, Discover Nature at Sand Ridge, What's on the Menu at River Trail, Forest Walks at River Trail, Habitat Walks. The other thing that, I mean, you got a couple of BAP programs. One at Sand Ridge. I'm trying to think what the other one was that weekend. But, you know, it was bat talk. That's what it was. It was bat talk. And I said, the only guy I know that could talk bat is, you know, Jim Chelsvik. He hangs upside down in trees and stuff and talks to bats. You know. But, you know.
I was about to just utter the exact same person. Chelsvik right there.
He hangs from trees and talks bats, you know.
And then they'll build you a guitar all while doing
that's
the
right.
same
all
thing.
That's right. All in one. All in one. But I mean, really, I can't even tell people how many other programs. And the other thing too is, you know, we live in a society where, you know, a lot of times, you know, when I was growing up and some of my friends, their households, they only spoke Polish. The kids spoke English, but the kids, you know, the parents, you know, spoke Polish to all the kids. And in other communities, you know, the Spanish is the primal language in the house. And, you know, very little, the kids learn it being outside the house. But there's some great programs that they're doing in Spanish in the Forest Preserve this month that only helps the kids become more comfortable in outdoors because they're hearing it in a language their mind can process faster. And I love it.
Yeah. No, it's great because that's what the programs are supposed to be doing is making feel comfortable. People mm-hmm. feel comfortable. Tongue twister here. In natural elements, right? The forest preserve. They're not familiar with it. So how do you get them out there? Mm-hmm. Do that. But you're right. The multilingual programs are, science has shown, it gives them a better opportunity to really feel good, have pride in that preserve. And that's what they do at Little Red, especially. Most of the programs are multilingual, not just in Spanish. I think they're bringing some Polish into it as well.
Mm-hmm.
My team up north tries to do that a little bit because we have a larger population who speaks Korean and Polish.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that is one of those things too. You know, she's not gonna like me for saying this. So my wife gets lost just walking down the block.
Yeah.
That's her in a nutshell. You'd never believe it, seeing that she grew up in Chicago, and you could figure out your directions by using the numbers on the homes. Mm-hmm. But that's a different story.
Yeah.
And the other thing about people not being able to navigate and find their way, oh, that trail looks great, but I don't know where it brings me, and what if I have to get back, and what happens if I get lost? Well, we got that covered. We teach an orienteering 101 at the end of the month, and that's going to be done at Miller Meadows in the Maywood area. And the central zone will basically teach you everything compass, orienteering related, you know, learning about map systems, learning all of that.
And if you're also a senior, 55 and up, there's a program at Little Red Schoolhouse on August 18th, a Thursday at 10 in the morning, where it's set for the senior citizens. Or this isn't Tim saying it, it's me. It's for us old farts. And, you know...
I'm getting up to two, man.
I know. You're working your way fast. See, I've stopped counting. Yeah. You're catching up, you know?
yeah.
But, I mean, this is another great... So it's not just for kids and for, you know, teenagers. It's for everyone to get out and enjoy what's right in our own backyard, the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. Tim, if somebody wants to find out more about all the other programs, because there's 2 hours of programs. We could go on for that long. Where do we go for it? Where do we find it?
Yeah, the best spot is our website at fpdcc.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can also stop by one of your nature centers anytime, really. But in the coming weeks, and our fall guide should be available, I'm thinking maybe in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll cover the months of September, October, November. So again, mm-hmm. the website at fpdcc.com, or grab one of our fall brochures coming
up. Cool. Thank you so much for coming on, my friend.
I appreciate it, as always. Take care, man.
Tim Mondel, everybody. My ace in a hole there for the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff, become part of the Waterworks staff, and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you. Attention outdoor lovers, the biggest outdoor radio event in the Midwest is happening once again on August 6th, the first Saturday in August. Chauncey's Great Outdoors Show will be live at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois on 31st and Wolf Road from 6 to 7 a.m. But get there early for a seat
or maybe bring a folding chair. As always, we have great guests, food, coffee, a lot of it, fun, prizes, and more. This is more fun than a bucket of minnows. You never know who will be walking through the door, but I guarantee it will be a lot of fun. So don't miss Chauncey's Great Outdoors live at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois on 31st and Wolf Road from 6 to 7 a.m. But get there early for a seat or bring that folding chair. See you there. Pass the coffee, please.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For $95, you get 12 big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Did you know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live? Each month, you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For you can't beat this deal. Call 1-800-606-FISH and start your adventure with Midwest Outdoors today.
Ready? Pull! It's that time of the year for the Pathway to Adventures Boy Scouts of America Sporting Clays Classic being held on August 19th at the Payless Sportsman's Club in Frankfort, Illinois. This is Chauncey, and I'm the chairman of this event, and I'm asking you to pull a squad of four shooters together, or maybe just an individual shooter. Or you could possibly help out many other ways in sponsoring part or all of the event to help raise money for the scouting program and to build great leaders for the future. So whether you're a novice or an experienced shooter, mark your calendars for August 19th and call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213, and register or help us in any way you can to help build future leaders through the scouting program. Call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213. See you there. Pull! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
This is Phil Pisatello, owner-operator of Borderline Fishing Guide Service. We take people out fishing in northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoor Radio Show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and on the phone with me, we're taking a little bit of a trip eastward because, we have a lot of people that listen to us in southwest Wisconsin, southwest Michigan, northern Indiana, northwest Indiana, northern Indiana, as a matter of fact, across the whole thing. But right now, we're talking with Ted Penrod from Penrod and Reel Guide Service. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing good, Chauncey. How are you doing?
My friend, you're based out of...
I live and work out of Warsaw, Indiana.
Yeah.
And then I also run charters on Lake Michigan and on the St. Joe River in southern Michigan, out of St. Joe, Michigan, and Bering Springs, Michigan.
Ted is kind of like a one-stop shopping center.
Yeah, I do a little bit of everything, yeah.
You know, yep. The summer's on the St. Joe, which is not a bad thing. You know, you got family. The one thing that really caught my, like, whoop, when I, heard about Ted was family fun fishing, charters. And I went, wait a minute. I got to get Ted on the phone here and talk to him about this. So, yeah, I mean.
I do a lot of family trips in Indiana and on the St. Joe River both.
Okay.
So, Michigan and Indiana. Yep.
All right, that's cool. A lot of times out of Michigan City, sometimes you got to make a run to find some fish, right?
Yes.
You know, and you have to check
that. I'm all out of St. Joe. Michigan City, those guys have quite a run to get out into the lake in the hot weather time.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah. Now, when you fish the St. Joe summertime here, have you been up there in the, well, I shouldn't say the, because last week I've been out of town at the ICAST show.
I've been fishing the northern Indiana lakes the last week. Before that, I was up on the St. Joe for about a week or two.
Okay. Yeah. And you're seeing some decent action up that way?
It's summertime is just cranking in fish. It's a big grab bag of everything from bass, catfish, some walleye. You'll catch some rock bass, a lot of suckers, sheephead. That's why it's a great trip to take kids out on, because you're cranking fish in pretty much the whole time you're out there.
Yeah.
It might not be stuff you want to take home all the time, but it's keeping the kids busy. It's letting them have a lot of fun cranking fish in.
Well, you know, I've kind of learned it's not bad trying other fish, the taste of them, okay?
No, yeah, that's it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you know, someone might say, ooh, a drum. Don't say ooh so quick, you know.
Exactly. I've had a lot of people that say they hear they're not very good to eat, and when they take them home, they take some of them home to try them, and they call me back and say, we'll be keeping them next time, you know.
Exactly. So. That my favorite story was, I just learned this within the last month, was many people have seen in the stores or in the menus orange roughy.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, oh, my God, it's such a good-tasting fish. I said, you know what they used to call this fish, and nobody was eating it? It was called slimehead. Then they changed the name, and everybody said, oh, this is good-tasting fish.
Yeah, that would definitely make you not want to eat it, huh?
But, I mean, and then on, you know, salmon on Lake Michigan, I mean, you guys can get into some big fall salmon runs, can't you?
Yeah, they've held our stocking back on the St. Joe, but we do get the salmon that some of them will stage. We get cohos, but our Chinooks are more of just a kind of a, they swim by, or there's a few of them that come in the river still.
Mm-hmm.
But they did stock last year for us for our coho, or Chinook, our mm-hmm. king salmon. So hopefully here in the next few years, we're going to start seeing some more returns on our king salmon. So our fall salmon fishery will start picking up again here.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Hopefully that's a great one. But yeah, we do still catch the kings. I think they're migrating through. We usually start seeing them here in mid August. And they'll start staging or migrating through two stage, like down toward Michigan City,
mm-hmm.
or going up north a little bit more. So,
yeah,
we do get a good salmon fishery. Right now, it's a lot of lake trout right now,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, we do get those staging salmon. We do get a good coho push, but sometimes they're just a little finicky on biting, you know.
Yeah. And I feel sorry for the charter guys like you, you know, trying to get out of the harbors, because I understand that there's been a lot of smaller boats just outside the harbors kind of anchored, waiting, looking to catch perch.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to run the gauntlet of all the little boats out there, too.
Yeah, our perch fishing has started to show up,
mm-hmm.
and it's hit and miss day to day, but there's a lot of small boats out in the perch. Like biting when it's nice out, so those are the days that the smaller boats can get out also, so we mm-hmm. just have to, you know, we all have to share the same water. That's the big deal.
Yeah,
you know?
Now I mean, we talked a little bit about the St. Joe also that you know do the charter on, but when you get into that winter's, you know, that late fall steelhead action, winter steelhead, and of course those beautiful golden, oh my gosh, walleye.
Yeah. Oh. Yep.
My toes just curled when I said that. Oh my God.
Yeah, we have a good fishery for walleye and steelhead from basically it starts usually around Halloween, and then it will roll all the way through. Walleye goes out March 15th in Michigan,
mm-hmm.
and then the steelhead will usually fish all the way up to the end of March. Just this spring it lasted all the way in to about middle of April, because it stayed cooler. If it stays cooler and we keep our water, then the steelhead will stay in longer.
Yeah,
it's a great steelhead fishery. We're close to the Chicago area, to Indianapolis, to everything in northern Indiana and
mm-hmm.
southwest Michigan.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's very easy to get to, a lot of main highways. It's a great fishery.
And,
very,
you know,
great.
when you catch a, I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I caught a 22-pound king on Lake Michigan. My arm is still sore, and my left arm and elbow and left shoulder are still sore. But the thing about it is, when you catch a steelhead in a river, you are no longer, the odds of him getting off jump tenfold, because a river is not a big open body of water. It's turns and curves and junk in the river and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it is just, you're fighting on their turf. So whether you get a big steelhead or a small steelhead, I'm telling you right now, it's a trophy.
A lot of people ask how big are the fish, and you know, they'll range anywhere from 3 to 4 pounds up to, you know, 16 to 18 pounds on the high trophy side. Our average fish is that 7-8 pounder up to that 12 to 13 pound fish. And if you catch a 12 to 13 pound fish, you know you've caught it by the time it's done.
Oh, you're paying for it. You paid for it.
And we use light tackle. The tackle that we use on the steelhead in the river, a lot of 10 and 12 pound leader material with smaller size four hooks. You know, so it's not like we're fishing out in the lake with big 20, 25 pound test and big spoons and all that stuff. It's small hooks, light tackle. So, you know, the fish has just as much chance as to get away as you do to get it to the boat, you know.
Yeah.
So
now, on your St. Joe boat, that's a, I think it was a, if I'm not mistaken, it was a 24 foot Carolina skiff.
Yep, Carolina skiff.
Boy,
yep.
I read all this like a couple of weeks ago. I'm doing this all from memory. And, you know, that's an enclosed area so that you can get out and then jump out to fight the fish, right?
Yeah, the boat has a custom made enclosure. Most of the charter boats on the St. Joe River run enclosed because we get a lot of lake effect snow in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that cold wind coming off the lake and stuff. So we have heaters in the boats, and it's enclosed, so there's a place that you can get out of the weather. You can still go outside, fish, and if you get a little cold, you just put your rod in the rod holder and go inside and have a cup of coffee or a sandwich or something, and then you can go right back out and keep fishing.
And tell your stories in there and everything else and your jokes, and then, oh, there's a fish out there.
Exactly, yeah. Yep. It's nice. It's a good way to keep fishing all day, and you can go in just to take the chill off and warm up. It's not like you're in an open boat with the wind just blaring on you all day and no place to go, you know.
Yeah. And if you've never done this before, it's a great way to do it for a first time or your 100th time, because as he just said, you're out of the wind, you're out of the element. Even if it's a rainy day, trust me, the fish don't care if it's raining. And, you know, you're able to go out with your rain gear on, come back in. I mean, it's just, it's a lot of fun. When somebody comes out with you, what do you, I always tell them, you know, you may have your favorite rod at home and stuff, and you got this. And you know what, everybody? These places, the charter captains, the guides on the rivers, they've got everything set up the way it should be set up, rigged the way it should be set up for what's happening now, and the drags are set, and it's just, you know, a quality line. It's use their gear. Just come on out with your clothes, your extra, you know, your warm shoes, your this, your that, your phone to take photos, something a cooler with something warm or cold to drink, etc. And there's nothing wrong with having a little extra sandwich for the guy. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I have guys bring everything from, you know, they'll stop at Subway all the way to buying pizzas the night before and bringing pizzas out and warming them up on the heater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's everything. And once they go the first time and know that there's creature comforts, you know, it's not just sitting in a cold boat all day, that it's more of getting out, relaxing, and still catching some fun fish and having fun with everybody.
Oh, gosh, yes.
That's it. And like you said, we provide the rods, the reels, all the tackle, bait, and you guys need fishing license, food and drinks, and then just dress appropriate for the weather. I provide everything else. And at the end of the day, on the St. Joe River, I run out of Shamrock Park at Berrien Springs, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
We have a heated and full water, full everything, fish cleaning station at the campground. Mm-hmm. So when we're done at the end of the day, you know, we go in, we clean your fish. They're all sprayed off. It's not a bunch of mess that you got to take home and clean. It's just like you're taking them home after your charter on Lake Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
They're all cleaned how you like them, sprayed off. And you take them home and prep them either to eat or to freeze when you take them home.
Oh.
So, yeah, and that's year-round. That's all winter. Mm-hmm. We have running water and warm, heated fish cleaning station all winter.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Taking a family out fishing, if you have any time open this year yet. But, I mean, going out with a family, what do you find that, you know, what are the good things and the bad things that the families do when they come out with you?
There's not a lot of bad things, really. I think the worst thing is trying to get too long of a trip with younger kids just because their attention span is short. But usually summertime, that's why our summertime trips are 4 to 5 hours, you know, max, because for the family trips and all that stuff, just because after 4 hours, the kids start losing interest. It doesn't matter how diehard of a fisherman they are. They either start getting tired or wanting to play on a phone or do something like that.
Yeah.
In the wintertime, they're back and forth. They'll go inside, they'll play for a little bit, they'll come back out. I think that one of the best things is in the wintertime or spring, you get these kids that catch their first steelhead, and as soon as they do, they don't put the rod down. They're standing out in the cold, in the snow, and they're fishing because they've caught their first big fish, and you see their eyes get as big as, you know, I mean, like shooter marbles, just burnt, great big, and they won't put the rod down after they get hooked on that first big fish.
Yeah,
and that's an awesome thing to see right there.
They'll usually elbow Dad out of the way. Nah, I got this, Dad. Don't worry.
yeah, or Dad will have a fish, and they'll be throwing the elbow. Hey, give me the rod. You know, that kind of thing. I don't want to crank that one in. So, yeah, it's great to see.
Oh, my God. That's fun to hear. That is so fun to hear. Hey.
Yeah. Once the kids see those big fish and they get a hold of that rod and start cranking on them, they pretty much get hooked. They like it.
Yeah. Once again, we're talking with Captain Ted, everybody, and, you know, with Penrod and Reel Guide Service. Captain Ted, what's the best way to learn about you, get a hold of you, et cetera? What's the best way to do this?
I have a website. It is penrodandreel.com.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is on that website. You can book any of the trips in Michigan on the St. Joe River or on Lake Michigan on that site.
Mm-hmm.
Any of the northern Indiana trips in the summertime, you just have to call me and book because I do run a boat. The boat that I use for that goes between both states. My phone number is area code 574-551-6598. And my phone's on 24 hours a day. If you don't get me, leave a voicemail and I'll get back with you as quick as I can. Sometimes I'm on trips and just can't answer the phone because I'm netting fish, you know?
So, you know, if you call them and leave a message, text them also at that same number. And the number was...
that is my cell phone. Right. Yep.
It's 574-551-6598.
Correct. Yep.
All right, buddy. Yep. Captain Ted, I just want to say thank you for coming on Chauncey's Great Outdoors this morning and telling us about another place to go have some fun catching some fish.
Hey, thank you for having me today.
No problem. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Ready? Pull.
It's that time of the year for the Pathway to Adventures Boy Scouts of America Sporting Clays Classic being held on August 19th at the Payless Sportsman's Club in Frankfort, Illinois. This is Chauncey, and I'm the chairman of this event, and I'm asking you to pull a squad of four shooters together, or maybe just an individual shooter, or you could possibly help out many other ways in sponsoring part or all of the event to help raise money for the scouting program and to build great leaders for the future. So whether you're a novice or an experienced shooter, mark your calendars for August 19th and call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213, and register or help us in any way you can to help build future leaders through the scouting program. Call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213. See you there. Pull! Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff, become part of the Waterworks staff, and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Attention outdoor lovers, the biggest outdoor radio event in the Midwest is happening once again on August 6th, the first Saturday in August. Chauncey's Great Outdoors Show will be live at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois on 31st and Wolf Road from 6 to 7 a.m. But get there early for a seat or maybe bring a folding chair. As always, we have great guests, food, coffee, a lot of it, fun, prizes, and more. This is more fun than a bucket of minnows. You never know who will be walking through the door, but I guarantee it will be a lot of fun. So don't miss Chauncey's Great Outdoors live at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois on 31st and Wolf Road from 6 to 7 a.m. But get there early for a seat or bring that folding chair. See you there. Pass the coffee, please. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at diamondghostcharters.com.
and Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella. Black and blue with a hint of yellow. The bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
The bluegill boogie.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Thanks, John, for introducing this segment. Hey, you know what? Please remember, next Saturday, 31st and Wolf Road, great guests, great time, plenty of coffees, probably some donuts and other munchies there. We're going to have so much fun, and it's all for you to say thank you to our many loyal listeners. 31st and Wolf Road, Paul's Pizza in Westchester. Remember that. Be there or be square. Bring a chair. Because, you know, we're going to run out of seats like we always do. Hey, let's get to the Aiden Fisher Report before I get yelled at by Aiden. He writes, and this is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Papa, thank you for the stuff you sent me from ICAST. I tried some of it, and we caught fish, so that was cool. I'm glad. We went out salmon fishing and took some fish, so we moved back into the harbor, and we took catfish on hot dog chunks and saw guys using chicken livers. I did not get any perch, but the ones I did catch were small. We used those silver spoons off the dock by the boat and caught northern pike and gar. I don't like those fish. They have too many teeth. My friend Allison and her dad went out of their out way before sunup and caught some big king salmon and even caught some big ones. I was happy for her. Uncle Tom and Rusty went to the St. Joe River and caught a few steelhead and a couple walleye, and they said you should have been there. I could just hear them say that. Okay? I hope you're coming up soon so we can go bass fishing for those big ones that you know where they're hiding. Your big fishing magician, Aiden. And once again, the Aiden Fisher Report is brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Hey, Southern and Central Illinois got pounded. Oh, my God. With the rain, they really got, Wren Lake jumped up 6 inches in a, you know, short period of time. Shelbyville jumped up. So, I mean, it's all going to settle down. If you get a chance to go fishing this weekend, this is the weekend to go fishing. I really, really mean that. It's going to be a beautiful weekend in the upper Midwest here. Those big salmon on Lake Michigan. How about those muskies and walleye in Wisconsin? We're catching sauger on the Illinois River. Yeah, you can do it. You just got to, you know, work the deep cut. Make sure you stay in bond and contact. And there's lots and lots of stuff for you to check out all in our area. So don't pass it up. It's going to be a beautiful weather weekend. Well, you know, oh, I hear the music, the flute playing. So that means we're coming to the end of the show. And I'd like to leave you with the Native American proverb. This one comes from the Yurok tribe. Y-U-R-O-K. Mother Earth is not a resource. She is an heirloom. Mother Earth is not a resource. She is an heirloom. Oh, how very true that is. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you, and we want to pack Paul's Pizza at 6 a.m., 31st and Wolf Road. Make sure you're there. I'm waiting. Okay? Take care, everybody.